Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Well, I don't know if y'all heard about this, and I was talking about the Saints jersey because that was a team that once did something. We still want you, Drew, to be on VFN TV. Come on, Drew. I mean, we got to have you, man. We got to Drew, before you swallow teams like everybody does. Anyway, but Kevin Durant. I mean, did you hear about Kevin Durant? And
yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, he made the most valuable player with the NBA. Mm-hmm. And just to listen to him and what he said, you know, just melted my heart because, you know, so often, you know, people don't even think about their journey and their history and what's going on. And I just saw this and I thought, I mean, you've got to hear this and think about this for all the mothers out there that work day and night and the fathers that work day and night, you know, to make sure that your son or your daughter is successful. And you think, man, does it even pay off? You know, you're looking at Durant here where, yes, it paid off. And not only that, he's acknowledging, he sees how he got to where he's gotten. As a matter of fact, you got to listen to this. Just melts your heart. Listen up.
The 2013-14 Kia NBA Most Valuable Player, Kevin Durant.
Wow. Thank you guys so much. I'm usually good at talking, but I'm a little nervous today. First off, I'd like to thank God for changing my life. It let me really realize what life is all about. Basketball is just a platform in order for me to inspire people, and I realized that. I come from a small county outside of Washington, D.C., called PG County. And me, my mom, my brother, we moved so many different places growing up. And it felt like a box. It felt like there was no getting out. My dream was to become a rec league coach. That's what I wanted to do. I wanted to stay home and help the kids out and be a coach. I love basketball so much. I love playing it. I just never thought that I could make it to college, NBA, or stand up here today in front of you guys and be an NBA MVP. It's just a surreal feeling. And I had so much help. So many people believed in me when I didn't believe in myself. So many people doubted me and motivated me every single day to be who I am. I fell so many times and got back up. I've been through the toughest times with my family, but I'm still standing. Yeah. In the game of basketball, I play first off because I love it. I love to have fun. I love to run up and down the court. I told Grant Hill back there, I just got done playing against him, but as a second grader, I had a Piston Grant Hill jersey. That was the first time I walked into a gym. And that's why I fell in love with the game. My mom, I think she just wanted to get me and my brother out the house for a couple hours. But when I walked into the gym, I fell in love with the game. And I didn't fall in love with it just because it was me playing. I fell in love with it because I got guys like this. Like these guys every single day that push me to be the best player I can be. I want to single them out. Karan, even though you just got here a few months ago, you know, we've grown so close over these last few weeks. And I can remember when you first got here, you wrote a piece of paper in my locker. I don't know why I'm crying so much, man. You wrote a piece of paper in my locker and said, KD, MVP. And that's after we had lost two or three straight. And I don't really say much, you know, in those moments, but I remember that. I go home and I think about that stuff, man. When you got people behind you, you can do whatever. And right, thank you, man. I appreciate you. I know you didn't. I know you guys think I forgot Russ. But I could speak all night about Russell. An emotional guy who will run through a wall for me. And I don't take it for granted. It's days where I want to just tackle you and tell you to snap out of it sometimes. But I know it's days you want to do the same thing with me. I love you, man. I love you. A lot of people put unfair criticism on you as a player, and I'm the first to have your back, man, through it all. Just stay the person you are, man. Everybody loves you here. I love you. And last, my mom. I don't think you know what you did. You had my brother when you were 18 years old. 3 years later, I came out. We were stacked, the odds were stacked against us. Single parent with two boys by the time you were 21 years old. Everybody told us we weren't supposed to be here. We moved from apartment to apartment by ourselves. One of the best memories I had is when we moved into our first apartment. No bed, no furniture, and we just all sat in the living room and just hugged each other. Because we thought we made it. And when something good happens to you, I don't know about you guys, but I tend to look back to what brought me here. And you wake me up in the middle of the night in the summer times, making me run up a hill, making me do push-ups, screaming at me from the sideline of my games at 8 or 9 years old. We weren't supposed to be here. You made us believe. You kept us off the street. Put clothes on our backs, food on the table. When you didn't eat, you made sure we ate. You went to sleep hungry. You sacrificed for us. You're the real MVP.
Listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
God is doing some amazing, amazing things. If you missed our earlier program, you need to get a perspective of a crying out for justice with Pastor Cy E. Remember, we're four programs back to back. If you missed any, you can catch them at VFNTV.com, get download our app or whatever. We want to keep in a continual conversation with you with that because we've got to have a perspective. It's not enough to know the news. You need to know what to do with the news that you know. The reason why is because God's going to hold you accountable. God is going to hold each of us accountable. We stand alone before God. And that's how you can just be confident that you're just doing what you can with what God has entrusted to you, and you're being faithful. And one thing that we want to do, And the Lord's really spoken to us about this, that, you know, stay in relationship with us. We'll stay in relationship with you as long as the Lord will allow us and say, you know what, let's continue this broadcast around the nation and around the world. But he's shown us some very hopeful things. And if we will trust him in this, and if we will believe him and begin to speak these things out while getting our heart, it's not like a default setting, like, we can stay in rebellion and stay in sin and continue to, you know, all these wrong things, and it's going to happen. But if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and repent and turn and pray to God. He says, listen, he'll hear and he'll change things. And I believe he's going to change things regionally. He's going to change things state by state. So you can be in a state that's lost their state of mind, the original intent, or you can be in a city that's lost their state of mind. And you can say, you know what? This particular city is like the city that Lot was in. So I'm going to find me another city under a man or woman of God who loves God, who hears from God. And I'm going to plant myself right there. And that's where me and my family are going to sow. We're going to be faithful to God. We're going to pray God for that, pray that God would cover us in the context of that and speak to us. And we're going to obey God in that. And maybe the VFM Dream Center is for you. Maybe the VFM Dream Center is for you. Truly loving God, loving others, and leading others to do the same. Our hope, and we are hearing the Lord, as many are, and our goal is just to communicate that to you so you could be all that God has called you to be. And find out more at vfndreamcenter.com, vfndreamcenter.com for more details on that. You can join us virtually or join us on the Gulf Coast. We're located in the Pensacola area, but also reaching around the nation and the world with it's exciting.
It's exciting.
It's exciting what God is doing. We call it the dream because it's what God said, and we're just doing what he said, and it's amazing how that's taken. That's why we're here. That's why we're here talking to you right now. God said it. We're just doing it.
That's right.
Just doing what God said.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. We just had an awesome, awesome moment hearing Kevin Durant talk about, you know, receiving the MVP award for NBA and of all the things, and so many mothers can actually hear this, when he said, Mom, you are really the MVP.
Wow.
Because, you know, think about it. No matter what people think about, the fact is that if she wouldn't have had you, as we talked about in an earlier program, she could have chose not to have you, first of all. Secondly, she could have chose to give up when she had no help, you know, because it was just her and her two sons, two rather tall sons. And you can imagine the groceries those guys eat.
No doubt.
And it's just amazing what, you know, listen to him talk. If you missed it, out of a 7-something minute interview getting the award, he spent 4 minutes and 59 seconds, 5 minutes of it on his mother.
Wow.
And talking about his journey. And you think about it, he talked about, first of all, one of the friends, the team players that came in, and he first got there. And how many people think, well, you know, I'm too new to say anything. You know, I haven't been around long enough. You know, I haven't got the entire Bible memorized yet and all these different things. So what do I have to say? And believe me, you'll stand. If you say something positive, you'll stand out and you mean it. And then the aspect of, he says, you know, when he came in, one of his players put on a little note on his lockers. You can go back and hear it if you didn't hear it. And he said, and watch it too, is you said, you know, you're the MVP. Mm-hmm. He just wrote a little note. Mm-hmm. And he didn't even talk much to his friend about it. But now he's saying that he treasured that note all that time. Right. And how many notes, you know, I still have things that Brother Ken, who's now with the Lord, that sent to me, and Brother Kilpatrick, you know, notes and stuff, and others that have spoken in my life. And I have those things just to remember those moments, and a lot of people that have spoke those things. But I remember also, you know, when I was in the Navy, and I had my heart just really went after this executive officer, who was, which is the XO, which is the number two guy on a military ship. Mm-hmm. And I was in the administration division. So the XO is the one that runs all that. And I knew he was going through some real difficult times, but you know, the enemy just, I didn't know the Lord at that time. And the enemy was just beating me up. And I wanted to say something kind to him. I wanted to say something nice to him, but over and over again, you know, I would just hear the lies. Like, who are you to say something? This man was, he's a human being. He obviously desperately needed to hear something nice.
Yes.
And by the way, you can say something nice to your employer, your supervisor, your parents, your husband, your wife, your friend, a cashier walking out. I mean, it's okay.
Please.
And the thing about it, too, is that, you know, sometimes, you know, that some folks don't say something that way because they're thinking, I'll get nothing back. But this has nothing to do with rebounding.
Right.
This has to do with just speaking into people's life, even if it's not received. And there's plenty of times where I spoke into folks' life, you know, at their permission, knowing that it wasn't going to be received, but I didn't edit it. Mm-hmm. You know, I didn't say, well, fine, I'm not going to give you this wisdom. I would just share it with them. And out of doing all that, there are many that did just like him and said, you know, that just, you know, grabbed a hold of me and it just changed my life. And think about his mother. I mean, is that powerful?
Yeah.
Because he ends up saying, you know, Mom, you really are the MVP.
It's powerful. You think back, you know, it's probably one of the best award speeches that I've ever heard in my life from an athlete. And he had a great ability just to reflect and look back. He understood that he just didn't get there. And a lot of people act like they arrived to a certain place, like mm-hmm. they have all the intelligence, all the skills, all the breaks, and it's like, you didn't get here by yourself.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm. Oftentimes, you're standing on the shoulders of other people, and it's like you want to recognize that time and saying, listen, I didn't get here by accident. It's the people that sewed into my life, who opened doors for me, who took care of me. Mm-hmm. And it was cool to say that, you know, to hear him say all of those things. I thought, man, this guy's really, really an awesome player.
You can relate to that because you're one of those guys who likes to look back.
I am. I like to enjoy the moment. You know, I like to experience going back and reflecting because it makes what I'm experiencing at the current moment that much more sweeter for me, because I know that I'm a miracle in itself. I can relate a lot to his story that, hey, I just, everything that God brings into my life, I so appreciate, because I'm like, I get to do this. Just 1 year ago, I was doing that. And, you know, I was like, wow, God, you're amazing. Thank you.
You were in the NBA?
No. Oh, I'm better than the NBA. I get a chance to do something for God.
So yes, without a doubt.
Way better.
But it's amazing how he finds time to look back. You know, he's like the chronological historian.
It's just in me. It's that time, you know.
I think, you know, I didn't, I mean, we were in, we not, God's just, we not, I mean, if we just had pictures of everything. And I was thinking about, you know, being involved in the Brownsville revival and feeding those mm-hmm. thousands. Like, we were so busy helping folks and the world, the whole world coming in, that personally there was, you know, our vision was out, that we didn't get a lot of pictures in regards to all those things, you know, mm-hmm. just documenting what was taking place in the context of that. And of course, the greatest reward
since then.
Yeah. You think the greatest reward is that you did it, because the memory is going to be there. But it's just like, it just having those moments to look back. And sometimes you need pictures, sometimes you need notes. And now what we've developed is like a shelf of remembrance. And so what's really good to do when the epic events happen in your life, you know, God speaks a word, something turns, God says something about a particular incident, you know, put it on a shelf of remembrance. Maybe you can buy a little emblem, you can buy a little whatever, or just a note or a sign or a picture. And you just, you look at that shelf and it reminds you. And I can imagine him putting something that has Mom up there, you know, MVP, most valuable player, in the context of that. And he remembers where he came from.
Right. Mm-hmm.
He remembers where he came from. So I just want to say to all the mothers out there that you are an MVP. You're the most valuable player. We appreciate everything that you do. We just want to celebrate you with the number one dude, the MVP in
The NBA?
In the NBA. Isn't that not awesome?
Awesome. Yeah.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. We'll